Declare this ordinary council meeting of the Koolan Shire Council open at 4 p.m. In accordance with Section 5.23A of the Local Government Act 1995 and Part 2A of the Local Government Administration Regulations 1996, this council meeting is being digitally recorded. All recordings will be retained as part of the Shire of Koolan's recordings and will be made available to the public via council's website, excluding recordings of matters that council takes behind closed doors. Have no apologies. Declarations of interest by members. Do we have any declarations? Councillor Dowie.
Declaration of interest in agenda item 9.5 and have impartiality interest.
Any further declarations? No public, so there's no question time. Applications of leave of absence for the next meeting. Nil. Confirmation of minutes of previous meetings. With the Shire of Koolan Ordinary Council meeting on May the 20th and also the special meeting on the 10th of June. Councillor Smoker. Councillor Sibbia. Anyone opposed to receiving those minutes? Carried. Nil presentations and deputations. 9.1, list of accounts paid during the month of May 2026, attachment 1. Mover and seconder. Councillor Miller. Councillor Mullen. Any queries or questions out of those, out of that report? Anyone opposed to receiving or adopting the officer's recommendation? Gary. 9.2, financial report, May 2026, attachment 2. Mover and seconder, Councillor Noble. Councillor Sibbia. Any queries or comments out of that report? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. Point 3, adoption of percentage and value for the reporting of material variances. The mover and seconder. Councillor Miller, Councillor Noble. Any queries or comments, to that one? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Harry. 9.4, creation of land development reserve. Amendment to budgeted reserve transfers. And those what I've just said, they can move or second. Councillor Bowie, Councillor Sibbia. Any queries or comments out of that?
I think it's a good idea.
Certainly going to be needed as we develop the next lot. In the past, what's happened with those funds, Jen?
Last year, they just went into general. But I guess this year we've sold a lot more blocks too and the higher value of them as well.
Yeah, so it's stamped out a bit more. Yeah. Any questions or comments? Is anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. 9.5, Audit and Risk and Improvement Committee, appointment of independent members.
I'll leave the room.
Councillor Bowie will leave the chambers.
At 4.06.
At 4.06. Any queries or comments out of that? Oh, sorry. Yeah. Move, Councillor Smoker. Seconded, Councillor Miller. And now, is there any queries or comments out of that? Anyone who opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. Councillor Bowie, back, please. Councillor Bowie, return to the chambers at
4.07.
There we go. 9.6, adoption of fees and charges, 26.27. I have a mover and seconder. Councillor Sevier. Councillor Mullum. Attachment 4, that is.
Any... make a comment.
Yep.
Right. We just need to make a change to some of the building related charges which are in the schedule of fees and charges. So since the agenda was set, we got notification from building from the building registration board that some of the prescribed fees to do with the building regulations have been increased. Council don't set these fees and doesn't have any discretion to alter the fees, but as it is right now, the fees in the attachment are incorrect and they'll need to change. So not actually a fee that we impose, but we collect the fees on behalf of that agency, so they'll need to be updated.
So the entire building fees section?
No, it's just like a building permit fees. And then there was a fee which the threshold sat at $20,000. So once your building costs were over $20,000, you had to pay a percentage of that value in a fee that has lifted from $20,000 to $50,000.
So, Mr. President, if I can suggest perhaps another point at the end of the officer recommendation, noting there may be further required adjustments to the fees and charges as determined by state government agencies set by prescription or legislation. So from time to time, they might change it and just gives you that autonomy. They're adopting them as presented, but there could be changes as a result of considerations. Yeah. By the state government.
As a mover and seconder, happy.
Yeah, so out of those fees and charges was that water 50-cent water use charge on dams. It's come up for discussion, but I didn't know that we'd
have that. I don't know that or not yet.
Happy to be guided by. If you guys would like to remove it, that we can do that.
I didn't think we'd come to a resolution on it, that was all, before it goes into fees and charges. That's what the majority want, then that's fine.
Chris, can I suggest if the meeting would like some discussion, maybe a procedural motion to suspend standing orders in order to allow discussion on the elements of the fees and charges, as such Councillor Mullen has alluded to.
Yep.
They just get suspend sending orders and.
So we're going to have a mover and seconder. Councillor Sevier. Councillor Mullen. So suspend standing orders.
Mm-hmm. So can I start?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I guess after the discussion we had last month in Concept Forum, my understanding was that everybody was happy with the 50 cents,
yep.
But we thought that there may be some discussion today around that. So it's really up to you how you would like to proceed.
Absolutely. So it's majority vote, and that's what goes ahead, that's fine, but, yeah.
And the main reason for the 50 cents is the replacement of the equipment that's allowing users to use this facility more so than trying to charge for the actual, because there hasn't been a charge because of that reason.
So I get, and I guess by imposing that on just the dams and the standpipes that we haven't traditionally charged for, that we don't charge the for the water, but we don't get charged for the water. Look, I think it's you're probably only looking at like up to $2,000. So I guess in income for the year. So whether that's worth it or not.
Yeah, works out around $13 for a semi-load. It's more, and I think I said at the previous meeting, it's a recognition that there is a cost and there is an asset there that needs to be funded of some description. Yeah, there's a fairly big investment in that water network.
Yep.
That we have to maintain. So yeah, and even just one controller, or if we got next time we're going to go through and change the modems, and that's going to cost us more than what we're going to recoup out of it still. But it's just some recognition, and not that many of them get damaged now, but you'd hope if someone starts paying for it, they'd have a think about what they're doing to it. They know there's the cost involved in providing that service.
In the earlier days, these water sources didn't have a card reader. So they were the sources that didn't have a card reader. But unfortunately, these water sources were getting abused by users even outside of the Shire of Coolin. So this is actually, originally put card readers there. It was like honesty, then showed that you have to have a card to be able to utilise that type of water in the Shire of Coolin. And now having a small fee like that to represent the card reader, I think it's probably, very, very small fee, as long as it doesn't overcomplicate administration, just to administer $13. Like, that's also going to be important.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there will be a little bit of that. There will be some time in, but we're already running the reports. We're already raising invoices for all the other standpipes. So it's not like it's not too big a deal.
We, as a Shire of Coolin, that we provide that the neighbouring shires don't necessarily provide that water option.
Outside of mains.
So I guess if you're looking at like the entire standpipe network, so the dams plus the standpipes that we pay for the water on, and then we're already charging, like the 50 cents then becomes worthwhile across the network. In terms of being able to put money aside in reserve, you're kind of looking at replacing the equipment of two standpipes per year type thing.
I think if it's a charge across all water sources, it's probably easy to explain why we're implementing it.
Yep.
Potentially going to raise a few more funds, make it worthwhile.
Yeah.
That's right.
Before we go back into the formal meeting, I just have a quirky one to do with the fees and charges. I did email Alan yesterday. The practice has been that funerals haven't been charged in Coolin except for the hire of the kitchen. In the proposed fees and charges, there's nothing about funerals. And in our APOG manual, it says for waivers, The Shire may waive facility hire fees where the activity provides a direct benefit to the community or aligns with the Shire's objective. The following groups are generally eligible for a waiver of standard facility hire fees: local community and service groups, church and religious groups for provision of services including funerals, which most of them are done by church and service groups and church groups now, recognised community events, Coolum Bush races, community committees and volunteer groups, Shire-related functions, including staff functions, Coolum District High School during school hours, subject to existing agreement, and the wedding of a current ratepayer or their immediate family. So accordingly, funerals are not free, but that has been the practice of the Shire for some time. That's been everybody's understanding. So adopting these fees and charges and the APOG manual as it sits, then that means in future local funerals will be charged for court hire, free bed, the fuel room, the cath room, the kitchen hire. Is that what we want? Because we will need to communicate this to the community if that is the change, because I think that has been the understanding.
Robbie, if we were to make a change and formally make those funerals sort of not charged for, it wouldn't be in the fees and charges, because the fees and charges would be the fee and the charge that is charged to the person, but it would be an adjustment to that policy in the APOG.
Okay.
So it'd be as a waiver.
Yep. So we leave that for now.
Yeah. That in the APOG discussion, because if you want to create a waiver
I'm not sure that we do, but I'm just saying that we are going to have to sell this to the community, because one, it hasn't been charged, and two, people think that if they have a funeral at the Freeburn Centre, they don't pay for the fuel and Catherine and the court area. So we just need to be aware that going forward, if that's the change, we need to let people know.
And I'll just make the point as well that there hasn't been a change to the policy, the user fees and charges or anything. I went back to 2012 and that's been the same the whole way through. So we've probably been incorrectly sort of running funerals, I suppose, because there is no policy that says they're free of charge to ratepayers. So we've been doing that wrong.
Yeah, I can see that.
Can I suggest that, as Cassie said, these are charges as you've got them today, notwithstanding discussions in this session, that adopt the APOG if that particular aspect of the APOG requires further consideration, or you can bring that back to the next month's forum and pull any policy out that requires further adjustment. So, I think in application there's been waivers and probably shouldn't have been. So,
it's probably the core issue. I don't know. I guess, Gani, you speak.
Yeah, sorry. So with the 50-cent charge for the water use, is everybody happy with that, or do we need to...
Across the whole network.
Yeah. Do we need to change the recommendation there?
I think across the whole network, if we can do it for one, we should do it for everyone. Yep. Just because you're getting your water from a dam, I don't think it should be charged differently.
Yep. Oh. Have over and seconded reject from standing orders. Any further discussions on adoption of the fees and charges? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation?
With the amendment?
With the amendment
of
what was that wording?
Applying the 50 cents.
Subject to the correction of the building related statutory fee to reflect the current amounts prescribed under regulation.
Mm-hmm. Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation with that additional item four? Carried. Seven, adoption of privacy policy, designation of privacy officer and information sharing officer. Mover and seconder. Councillor Miller. Councillor Sivia. Any queries or comments out of that report? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. 9.8, appointment of additional dual fire control officers for the Shire of Coolin and the Shire of Wickerman for the 26-27 fire season. Have a mover and seconder. Councillor Noble, Councillor Bowie. Any queries or comments out of that? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. 9.9, acknowledgement and appreciation of historical land use arrangements between Luca Proprietary Limited and the Shire of Coolin. Mover and seconder, Councillor Sivia. Councillor Noble. Any queries or comments out of that? Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. 9.10, major land transaction provisions, regional workforce housing projects. Mover and seconder. Councillor Bowie, Councillor Miller. Questions or comments out of that? Councillor Bowie.
Wondered if it would be prudent for us to include the letter to the Minister for Local Government, Hannah Beasley, also be CC'd to the Minister for Wheatbelt, Ben Winton.
Yep, that can be incorporated.
So if I can add to the recommendation that we add at point two, after Minister for Local Government and the Minister for Wheatbelt, Sabine Winton, MLA.
Are you happy with that, Councillor Miller? Yes. Seconded that motion? Yep. Any further questions or comments on that? Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation with that change? Harry? 9.11, urban waste temporary fuel levy and potential contract variations. Mover and seconder. Councillor Mullen, Councillor Noble. Any queries or comments out of that?
Yeah, was there a timeline or is it an ongoing thing or are they just doing it for a...
Well, at this stage, it's just as prescribed by the Fair Work Commission, so it's a bit of, there will be a fine and end date to it, but, yeah, don't know what it is at this stage. So it'll be part of the wind back.
Yeah. Because the fuel price has come back to pretty much this week, normal, what it was before, just about.
Yep.
I was just wondering when...
So under the order, sorry, do you mind? Under the order, once the terminal gate price falls below a certain level, which I think might be $2 a then yeah, that's when the order stops.
Yeah.
But if it went back up, it wouldn't have been in again.
Yep.
At the moment, yeah.
So this process, basically this process has been prescribed and we're captured by it, so we're obliged to go down this path. And I think, you know, where we started, where we find ourselves now, it's pretty reasonable, but there are other commercial elements that otherwise require further discussion or detailed questions from a commercial sense. I would ask the President that you watch those questions to go behind closed doors and then come out of that. I think it's fairly straightforward at this juncture.
I'm happy with that.
You're happy with that? Yep. No further queries or comments on that? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. 10.1 compliance reporting, general and financial compliance, May 2026. Mover and seconder. Councillor Sivia. Councillor Noble. Any queries or comments out of that report? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. 10.2, review of the policy manual and administrative procedures and operational guidelines. Have a mover and seconder. Councillor Mullen. Councillor Sivia. That wording that you...
That's specific to the APOB.
Subject, I don't think there's
nothing.
We either want to change that policy to include the waiver fees for funerals, or we bring it back to the next meeting
to change
that policy completely. That'd probably give us a chance to provide some values to the policy, so that you've got more information, or it's your choice if you want to change it now.
My recommendation would be that you move and adopt the officer's recommendation as written. Have a second that council requests a further review of APOL policy number
A13, waivers.
Yeah. And bring that back for discussion at the July council forum. Two resolutions.
Oh, so we don't just include that as one.
And if you like.
Yep. If the mover and seconder are happy to include that.
Yep.
All right. Any further discussion on the item? Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation with that alteration? Carried. 10.3, review of delegations register. Mover and seconder, Councillor Smoker, Councillor Miller. Any queries or comments out of that? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. Motions of which previous notice have been given is nil. Motions from members without notice is nil. We have one new business of an urgent nature introduce. Unit sheet. Got two of them. Note that the September Ordinary Council meeting is scheduled for the 16th of September, which clashes with the local government convention being held in Perth from the 16th to the 18th of September. Is someone prepared to move A motion to change the date of the ordinary council meeting from 16th of September to the 23rd of September. Mover and seconder, Councillor Bowie, Councillor Sevier. Anyone opposed to that? Carried. There is an item of business to be brought forward regarding the realignment of the CEO's employment contract in line with the local government financial year. Tabled my report. You have a copy on the in front of you.
I'll declare an interest in this one and Chambers.
CEO's declared an interest. Is someone prepared to move the motion to allow the item be brought forward? Item of urgent business. Councillor Miller, seconded Councillor Sevier. Anyone opposed? Carried. We have a motion that we go into. Sorry. Yep. If we can have someone to move that we go behind closed doors from the camera. Councillor Noble. Councillor Mullen. Recording will continue, but it's not actually made public during this process or this discussion. One staff member will have access to it. We'll do whatever. I will ask the staff to leave the chambers, please. At 25 past. 25 to 5. You can have a mover and seconder to come back out of camera. Yep. Councillor Miller, Councillor Sevier.
Thank you. Yeah.
If we can have a mover and seconder to adopt. Oh, actually, it's staff return to the route. 447?
Without the
CEO. Oh, without the CEO. We need a mover and seconder for that, or we've already done it. We'll get a mover and seconder anyway. Councillor Noble. We've already come out of camera. Reopen the meeting at 4:45. Who did we have? Councillor Mullen?
I think I did.
Yeah. Second, Councillor Sevier.
Yeah, yep. Pretty sure for me.
Is anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Councillor Smoker and myself to negotiate the contract?
Nope.
Carried. Invite the CEO back in. So he didn't just open the door, he wasn't listening. CEO re-entered at 5:52. 4:52, sorry. Getting worse. Next meeting will be on the 4 p.m. on the 29th of July. I declare the meeting closed at 4:58.
No. Is it?
4:50.